Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
That's me. We are back and better than ever. Welcome back, champion. It's your host, Sam Crowley of the Every Day is Saturday show. And it just happens to be that day. It's Saturday. You know what it's like, guys. You probably wake up, you don't shave, you grab the newspaper. Well, newspapers haven't been around in about 20 years, but you know what I mean? It's kind of a lazy day. Ladies, you're doing your thing, not really concerned about how you look, more importantly, how you get out there and get stuff done. We know Saturdays are a great day, man. Maybe you feed the kids, maybe you don't. Who cares, right? It's that kind of day. Anyway, let's dive into it. I want you to avoid these phrases at all costs, okay? These are what we call the old dream killer phrases, and they creep into every creative mind, and it's like spring Roundup on a beautiful, blooming garden of flowers. Is there a garden of flowers? A bed of flowers. You know what I mean, though. You know what I mean, right? Avoid these at all costs because you have to be creative and you have to have an environment that around you that fosters that creativity and, more importantly, that positivity. I'm telling you, man, give me somebody with a great attitude way more than give me somebody with a lot of knowledge. When I hired people in the corporate world back in the day, I hired on attitude. Could not possibly care less about what the resume looked like. I didn't even look at the resume. I had to just to remember their name. That's it. So I looked down and said, oh, Joe, okay. Oh, Melissa. Oh, okay, great. Nice to meet you. So I don't care where they graduated in college. Couldn't care what clubs and organizations they were a part of. I know. Boy, you resume builders out there, you're going to kill me. You're going to hate me for this because it's the opposite of what everybody teaches online. But let me tell you, I've hired people who were out of prison that became the best sales reps in the company. Okay. Why? Because of their attitude. They just had that amazing, never say die, I'll figure it out. Everything is figure outable, you know? And just give me the work orders, man. Like the guy digging the ditch a couple weeks ago, that podcast, I said, I'm just a monkey banging cymbals. I knew in a New York minute, that guy was going to be the greatest ditch digger that I've ever met. And you know what? He was. I'm just a monkey banging cymbals. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go back a couple weeks, Memorial Day 2019. That was the podcast I did. Anywho, let's dive into it. All right. Take a listen to these. And they're guaranteed to kill your creative thinking and get away from anybody talking like this. And get these out of your head, all right? You don't want to say these ever. You're going to hear them one time, and that's on this podcast, and then you never hear them again. I'm not a creative person. Of course you're a creative person. You have so much creativity. Look, you have so much creativity inside of you. This is creative. This podcast is creative. Look, when I draw, I'm the world's worst artist, okay? I draw stick figures, and I can barely even do that. Creativity doesn't mean you're going to be the next Van Gogh. It means you're creative. And let me tell you something. Like I always say, it's much more fun to create than it is to maintain. Next one, follow the rules. Yeah, I am the opposite of the rule follower, and you need to be too, man. I'm not saying go 95 in a 45-mile-an-hour speed zone, okay? Let's not get silly about it. I'm saying there's rules, and then there's just stupid stuff that people put out there to say you need to do. Don't do it. Don't ask questions. What are you kidding me? Always ask questions. You want better answers? You got to ask better questions. You want better income? Ask better questions so that will yield better answers for you. All right. Number four. So far we have, I'm not a creative person. Follow the rules. Don't ask questions. Number four, Don't be different. Come on. Are you kidding? This whole show is based on being different. Abnormal stands for
above normal.
Come on now. You got to be different. You need to be unique. You need to celebrate who you are. Come on, man. Don't run from that. You celebrate that. Look at me. I'm different. Different makes you a lot more money and leaves you with a huge sense of fulfillment than being normal and following the herd. Don't follow the masses, because when you do, the M is silent. Next one, stay within the lines. I think that's already self-explanatory, though, right? I mean, you don't need to. You already know. You don't stay within the lines. There's only one way. There's not only 8 billion different ways to do it. Somebody is always inventing a different way. Think about it. I mean, look at social media. Look at all the different plugins and all the that's WordPress, but all the different hacks and stuff online you can do to make your life easier. Look at Russell Brunson. I mentioned him a lot on the show, developing ClickFunnels. I mean, going from zero to $100 million in revenue in 3 years because he took all of that stuff that we all used to do. We had to plug this landing page into this sales page and this merchant account. He did it all. The guys at Samcart, same way, Entreport. These people are trailblazers, in my opinion, and they should be making hundreds of millions of dollars. I love it. Good for them because they made my life easier. And they didn't say, there's only one way. Okay. Let me go through here a few more. I'm just looking at the list I wrote down. It didn't work for fill in the blank. It didn't work for them. Didn't work for Mike. Didn't work for Sally. Didn't work for Joe. Didn't work for Susie. It just kind of didn't work for them. Doesn't mean it's not going to work for you. You know, I have a lot of people that start a podcast. It doesn't work for them. That doesn't mean, does that mean that podcasting is bad? No. It means something. There was a disconnect with them. I got a client, Dr. Ron. Shout out to Dr. Ron. New client of mine came on board a couple months ago. His podcast, Dr. Ron's Words of Wisdom. A podcast about leadership. I'm now imitating Ron. Great guy. We're actually going to lunch in Indiana in a couple of weeks. I'm going to meet him. Coaching client of mine just came on board. And he's got over 1,200 downloads of his podcast. He's only been going for 3-4 weeks now. Why does he have over 1,200 downloads of a podcast that's less than a month old? Because he's consistent. He sends me a show. As part of the coaching program, I have it done for you. I upload all my clients' podcasts for him on iTunes, Spotify, all the other platforms, and he tells people about his podcast. I mean, I forget how old Ron is. God, he told me, what are you, 62, Ron? 63, something like that? 63, I'm going to call him 63 just because it's older. He's probably only 62. But how does a 63-year-old just get onto a platform like iTunes and start crushing it with 1,000 downloads in a month? Is he any smarter than you? Is he anybody better looking than you? Does he have all of these different gadgets and give it? No, he just starts talking. Sends me the audio. I put the audio on iTunes, thousands of downloads later. There he is. That's how you build a brand, folks, because just you can't say, well, it didn't work for them. You know, it didn't work for them. That's not cool, and it's going to kill your dream. All right? Let's use one more. I don't have the time. And you might as well throw in there, I don't have the money. Both of them are the same. They're both lies that you're telling yourself to make yourself feel better about not going for that thing that's going to cause you temporary discomfort. Okay? You have the time. I mean, I only have 24 hours in the day. I got 4 kids. I got a wife, 2 border collies, 5 cats, and a partridge in a pear tree. We have 5 cats, 2 dogs. That's it for now. Boy, we really embrace this farm living, though. I'll tell you what, we got on this thing. Holy cow, the animals showed up. It's like Noah's Ark, man. Open the door and all these animals come in. And all the people, too. Tough to tell the kids sometimes from the animals. That's a whole different story, folks, on the Everyday Saturday podcast. But saying that you don't have the time is a lie. Say it this way. It's not a priority for me. I don't have the time to go to the gym. No. That's not true. You do. Say, my health is not a priority to me, okay? I don't have the time to figure out how to make money on the internet. No. My financial security is not a priority to me. Sam, I don't have time to launch a movement. I got a job and I got kids. No. My legacy is not a priority to me. I don't care about my legacy, all right? It's not a priority. Just say it that way. That way, at least you're being honest. And I hope it hurts to hear it phrased that way, because that's the truth. And the sooner we embrace that, the better off we're going to be feeling better about, okay, cool. Well, now that I'm telling the truth, let's figure out a way how to not make that happen. And saying I don't have the money, that's not true. Everybody has access to money. You may not see it. That's a whole different story. There's abundance flowing around all of us, guys. All of us. I'm talking, you could work a couple jobs. You could build an online side gig. You could drive for Uber, DoorDash, Lyft, all these different things. I mean, you can make $400 a day driving for Uber, and that's probably not even trying. I did a podcast back in November. I was driving for DoorDash in a day. I made, what did I make, 30 bucks in an hour and a, or 2 hours, 2.5 hours, something like that. And had I decided to really hustle, I could have made 400 bucks that day. All right. Well, let me say this. Let me back up. I probably would have made 200 bucks that day. If I did it every day, 5 days a week, that's $1,000. That'd be $4,000 a month driving in my car listening to podcasts. You know, that's it. I mean, I don't know. Does it get any easier than that? Can you make 60, 50, 60 grand a year driving in your car, listening to music while you can do other stuff too? It doesn't mean in between stops of delivering food, I couldn't record a podcast. I couldn't shoot a video. I couldn't do a Facebook Live. Couldn't coach people in between. I mean, it's just saying that I don't have the time or I don't have the money. It's a big lie from the enemy to help you feel better about playing small. That's it. That's it. That's it. If you got people who really love you and you know you want to do something special, ask them, hey, would you invest in me? Do you believe enough in me to invest in me? Try it. I've done it. And I'd be lying if I told you I didn't disappoint some people too. Hey, do you believe enough to invest in me? Yeah, sure. Here's some money. Boom, I fail. It doesn't mean that I wasn't trying. It doesn't mean it was a bad idea. It didn't work at that point. But you know what? I took the shot and I kept taking the shot. And the only time you lose is when you quit. The only time you lose is when you quit, all right? If you say, well, I lost, it's over, I'm done, I'm never going back, then you quit. Be honest with yourself, though. Say this, I quit. I quit. That way, it's final. You know it. It's not in your mind that that opportunity wasn't going to work. It's not in your mind that it didn't work for anybody else. It's that you gave up, okay? That's it. So when you're saying all these things, and obviously, I don't want you to do any of that. My goal in reading this list is to avoid all of these dream killers, all right? To avoid all of that negative talk. Give me the person with the amazing attitude, and I'll show you someone who's got an amazing future, all right? Your attitude. Maybe you need a little bit of an attitude shift. That's great. We all do, man. We all do. It's not that I'm walking around here whistling show tunes every day, all right? We all need an attitude adjustment. That's what's called life. That's what's called being human. All right. Anybody else that tells you, oh, I never have a bad day, they are liars. Liars. Pants on fire. Okay. They are lying. Everybody has a bad day, but you don't have a bad life. Ask yourself, was it just 5 minutes that I made into a bad day, bad situation, on the way to work, on the way home, at the office, in business, with the family? Did I take a snippet of time and turn it into a terrible day? Probably. I do it. But I'm cognizant of it, and I'm mindful of it now, and I adjust so it doesn't ruin my day. Guys, I'll tell you, I used to have it out. You got four daughters, you're telling me that a dad and a teenage daughter don't get into it? Dad, you don't understand. Oh, I understand, honey. Let me tell you how much I understand. I'm about to read a novel from the book of I Understand, okay? Of course, you know, you got kids, you got a job, you got life. You have a bad pocket of time, but you snap, boop, right out of it, baby. Because you go back and you recalibrate and you reset. You take a deep breath. You say, all right, I'm going to make the most out of the rest of this day because it could be my last, man. You don't know the day of the hour. If you knew tomorrow was going to be your last day on earth, how would you act differently? I mean, come on. Seriously? Would you gripe about you can't, the Wi-Fi password doesn't work. You can't log on to TV. The satellite dish is down, right? I mean, the lawn's too high. Would you even complain? Somebody said something about me on Facebook. Oh my God, politics. Blah. Would you even give that any energy? No. Not if your last day you knew you expired tomorrow. We all got an expiration date, baby. I don't know when mine is, but I know one thing. I'm squeezing the last bit of toothpaste out of the tube. By the way, if you're ready to launch, call me. Go to launchwithsam.com. We're going to get on a call. I will call you from my cell phone, and we will get your dream off the ground and creating momentum right now. Right now. Launchwithsam.com. All right, let's get after it, everybody. Everybody, have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.